Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
And right now, we are fortunate to have Theo Wald with us. Theo is a special assistant to the president for domestic policy. Theo, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Welcome welcome into the program. People in Europe are seeing the results of losing their sovereignty and open borders and some of the nightmares that brings with it. We're on the verge of a similar problem in this country, I'm convinced.
Yeah, so on your point on Brexit, I think you're exactly right. What you saw there was, despite the handicapping by the two major parties in Britain, the people of England, Northern England in particular, but throughout the United Kingdom, sort of stood up and said, we assert as a fundamental principle of national sovereignty, the ability to control who's coming into our country and on what terms. And I would say, that we're at that place now where, any discussion of immigration, whether you're talking border security, legal immigration, the asylum system, it's got to begin with an acknowledgement that our current immigration system has transferred decision-making about who gets to come into our country, for how long, and under what terms to the cartels, to traffickers, and smugglers. And I think that's why the president wanted a bold proposal in this space, was to reframe the conversation and say it is time that the American people be in control of the immigration policy for this country.
Well, it's insane that we're acting like there's no problem, or at least a portion of the country, particularly in Congress, are acting like there's not a problem down there for purely partisan politics. They don't seem to care the kind of damage it may be doing and is doing on a daily and monthly basis. All they care about is damaging this administration and trying to help their effort to take the White House in 2020. They're willing to sacrifice lives, and obviously the drug problem is causing a huge problem for a lot of Americans. They're willing to sacrifice all of that to damage this president.
Yeah, I, and as you said, I mean, not to cast aspersions on anyone's intentions, but also to advance their own political careers. I mean, there was a candidate for the presidency the other day who said, she was advocating for the end of all migrant detention of any form. And anyone who's aware of the overlapping regulatory burdens, legal burdens, and the just complete disconnect from a number of court decisions that helped create this mess would say that the removal of all detention of any form for any migrant would be a disaster. I mean, it's absolutely not only reckless and irresponsible to make that kind of policy suggestion, but it's also clueless. So I think, yeah, what you're seeing is, on one hand, a complete disconnect, and on the other, a growing frustration that we have been ill-served by our lawmakers, our laws, our judges and their judicial interpretations, and then the regulatory burdens that have been imposed on frontline law enforcement and the adjudicators who are stuck with a dysfunctional system.
Well, I noticed when the president rolled out his proposal, it focuses on the legal immigration system. I mean, other than the amnesty side of it, it doesn't have a lot to do even with what's going on at the border. It says we've got things here we've got to fix moving forward in terms of determining how we're vetting people and who we're giving permission to come into this country.
Well, I think that's been how the media has wanted to, and not this outlet, but the media generally has wanted to portray it. But What the proposal the president had, what he introduced last week, was, it has two pieces: border security and merit-based immigration to our legal immigration system.
Okay.
And the border security is inclusive of interior enforcement, of fixes to our asylum system, and then, you know, writ large, the things that we need to assert total sovereign control over who's coming into our country. And the border security, I mean, to paraphrase Jim Carville, as the president has said, it's border security stupid, right? I mean,
yeah.
Everything begins and ends with securing our border, with improving the, you know, the facilities where we do processing, where, as you mentioned earlier, on the fentanyl side, I mean, I don't think many people know the shockingly small fraction of goods that we're able to inspect that come into our country every hour of every single day. I mean, it is a minuscule amount. So when we talk about, you know, fighting the opioid crisis, or you hear some policymakers say, well, we can fight opioids as if it has nothing to do with immigration policy, we know that they're one and the same. We know crystal meth is coming from Mexico. We know most of the fentanyl is coming from China. And right now, because we have ports of entry and inspection facilities that are 30, 40 years out of date, we're not able to do the full inspection that any other country does and should be able to do. So the president's plan covers legal reforms on the border security side, legal reforms to improve the asylum process, to ensure that we've got some integrity there again, that we're ferreting out the false and fraudulent claims, operational reforms, so that would increase our funding mechanisms so Congress can't play politics with national security, and then third and finally, some structural reforms, because we know that the bureaucracy is in many cases misaligned. It's got a lot of poor performing or inefficient component parts, and we need to strengthen its overall structure to make sure it can, you know, especially with the Department of Homeland Security, it's got a multifaceted mission: counterterrorism, national resiliency like FEMA, and then of course immigration policy. So we need to make sure it's got the parts and the resources and the efficiency so it can fulfill that multifaceted mission.
Yeah, we're talking to Theo Wald, who's a special assistant to the president. And you know, there was a lot of hubbub when the military was sent down to kind of back up our folks in the immigration and border patrol. I mean, they were there for a purpose, to help build barriers and the like. What's the situation on the border right now, Theo, from the White House perspective? Do they feel like they've accomplished what they've tried to do in those areas where we're building a wall right now and repairing structures that were already in place?
Yeah, I think the general view from the administration operationally is that the approach where we're able to muster the resources and where we have prioritized the construction of wall and the implementation of new screening techniques, it's working. The problem just is that the volume that's coming up from the Northern Triangle, from Central America, we've never seen before, one. Two, we're still hemmed in on all sides by legal challenges blocking our current efforts, ongoing court decisions or court settlements that limit our ability to turn back those with false or fraudulent claims. And then three, finally, the operational limitations, which would include funding. We need more detention space. We need more operators and adjudicators. Again, sure. The president wasn't being hyperbolic when he called this a national emergency. It's a crisis of the first order. And I think everyone from, you know, CBP officers through USCIS adjudicators to DHS front office is doing their damnedest to stem the tide. But it's significant.
Well, we appreciate the president's efforts. Theo Wald with the White House, thanks so much for your time.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.